We are coming to you from central Japan's magnificent mountain marvel, Matsumoto. Welcome, my friends, to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Grammar, idioms, pronunciation, interesting topics, and more. We always speak in clear and easy to understand English. Your place for English learning. See us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Hey, this bluesy sound is from David Henderson, The Real Deal. Thank you, David. Welcome, everyone. This is John speaking, and I want to thank you for your emails and positive comments. Hey, don't be afraid to send me negative comments. I want to know your honest comments and opinions and ideas about English Teacher John Show podcasts, about English learning, your experiences with English learning. I'm interested. Also, don't forget about My English Blog, which you can find on our website, EnglishTeacherJohn.com. This is a place to practice your English writing. Come on, write a message or write a comment about someone else's message. Well, autumn is here. Friday is almost here. My students are not here. Where is everyone? No problem. I'll see my students soon. I'm a little busy right now, but soon I'll have some free time. Tomorrow's going to be a great day. I'm optimistic. Optimistic. I'm an optimist. Optimist. I think that good things will happen and that there will be good times in the future. The outlook for the future is good. I have a positive outlook. A pessimist thinks that bad things will happen in the future. Things will get worse rather than better. A pessimist has a negative outlook. Okay, I have to be honest here. I feel that I'm an optimist when I think about my life and where it's going. I feel optimistic about what I can do with my future. But I must be a little honest here. I am a little pessimistic about larger issues. I'm a little pessimistic about the future of peace, equality, and tolerance. Yes, I must be honest here. I'm very optimistic about future successes in science, technology, computers, automation. But I'm not very optimistic about some social issues and the direction of human society. Cooperation, tolerance, compassion, peace. How about you? Are you an optimist or a pessimist? Do you think about the future? Are you optimistic about your future, your life, your town, your family, your country? Are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future of human society in general? If you'd like, you could also write about optimism and pessimism on my English blog. I would love to hear your ideas and opinions and comments. Thank you very much. Idioms, idioms. What is an idiom? An idiom is a group of words, an expression that has a special meaning that cannot easily be understood when looking at the normal meaning of each word. You need a special idiom dictionary to understand the meanings of idioms. Today's idiom is keep something in mind. Keep this in mind. Keep that in mind. Keep in mind that she's not feeling well this week, so please keep that in mind. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Keep in mind that the conference room only has 20 chairs. Keep in mind that I'm on vacation the last week of November. Susan can help you with the report. Keep that in mind. Keep something in mind. Keep in mind something. It means to remember a piece of information when you are doing something or thinking about something. Keep in mind is an idiom and is very similar to saying, please remember. Please remember that I'm on vacation next week. Keep in mind that I'm on vacation next week. Please remember is also used to remind people to do something, where keep in mind is used to give information to someone and to give them something to think about or remember. Please remember to feed the dog tomorrow morning. Keep in mind that the school picnic is the day after tomorrow. Okay. Time for some practice.
Oh, no.
They're only giving you a week to do the project. Keep that in mind. They're only giving you a week to do the project. Keep that in mind. Keep in mind my offer to help you next weekend. Keep in mind my offer to help you next weekend. We need it Wednesday. Please keep that in mind. We need it Wednesday. Please keep that in mind. Keep in mind that the bookshop is closed on Mondays. Keep in mind that the bookshop is closed on Mondays. Keep in mind that my friend Rommel knows a lot about computers and the internet. Keep in mind that my friend Rommel knows a lot about computers and the internet. Okay, that's all for our idiom today. Good job. And keep practicing. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little. Tell your friends. Visit us on the web at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Please email us your comments. Our email address is teacher@EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Thanks.